USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical storm Cristobal has made landfall along the coast of southeast Louisiana. Two brothers were killed after they were caught in an undertow and swept away off the coast of Louisiana. The young boys were swimming at a beach in Grand Isle when they were caught and swept away. Ahead of the storm, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards requested President Trump declare a pre-landfall emergency for the state. Former Secretary of State and four-star General Colin Powell is praising General James Mattis, General John Kelly, and other military leaders for speaking out against President Trump.
And remember, I've been out of the military now for 25 years, and so I'm watching them closely because they all were junior officers when I left. And I'm proud of what they're doing. I'm proud that they were willing to take the risk of speaking honesty and speaking truth to those who are not speaking truth.
Powell on CNN's State of the Union. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says after a peaceful Saturday night, the 8 p.m. curfew no longer seems necessary.
Honestly, I hope it's the last time we will ever need a curfew in New York City.
More than 2,000 people were arrested in New York since the start of the protests. But the mayor is looking forward, focusing on healing, reopening, and rebuilding.
This is a moment that every New Yorker should celebrate as our achievement together, your achievement, because you did the hard work to fight back the coronavirus so we could get to phase one.
Phase one reopening for the city includes manufacturing, construction, and retailer curbside pickup. Former Vice President Joe Biden is traveling to Houston on Monday to meet with the family of George Floyd. Last week, Floyd family attorney Ben Crump said that Biden was welcome to attend the funeral, but he declined because he didn't want to disrupt the memorial with his large footprint of Secret Service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prince William has been working on a secret project. USA's John Hunt has more.
Britain's Prince William has revealed he's been anonymously helping out on a crisis helpline during the coronavirus lockdown. The Duke of Cambridge worked with Shout 85258, an around-the-clock text messaging helpline developed by the Royal Foundation, was made public to mark Volunteers Week. Last month, he told fellow volunteers in a video call that was shared on social media, "I'm going to share a little secret with you guys, but I'm actually on the platform volunteering." William, who is second in line to the throne, is one of 2,000 volunteers who have been formally trained to help those in need. More than 300,000 text conversations have taken place between volunteers and people needing mental health support, with around 65% of those texting aged under 25. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The CDC said it's assessing the potential for the spread of COVID-19 at the ongoing demonstrations nationwide sparked by the police-involved killing of George Floyd. CDC Director Robert Redfield said that people who participate in demonstrations should highly consider being evaluated and tested for COVID-19. The United States has reported close to 2 million COVID-19 cases and 109 deaths related to the virus, according to figures by Johns Hopkins University. Worldwide, global deaths are at 400,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.